Well, the title of this message, Steve, Psalms 150. Okay, when we go to Psalms 150, that's where we want to go right now. You guys may know this. I didn't, but. In my Bible, it says, let everything praise the Lord. Everything. But I like, let everything in verse 6, everything that hath breath, praise the Lord. I don't care if you're down to your last breath. You have something to praise God for. Thank you, Lord. I still have a breath to breathe. If you know, you think of people who are struggling just to breathe. You have something to praise God about. And I hope by the time the lesson's over, you'll have an abundance of things to praise God for. Praise ye the Lord. Psalms 150. These are some things you might want to jot down in your notes. But in Psalms 150, it starts with, praise ye the Lord. It ends with, praise ye the Lord. Remember, I am the Alpha, the Omega, the beginning, and the end. So praise the Lord. If you go, and you don't have to go there right now, but I thought of God's grace for us. Psalms 146 to 150. There's five psalms. Every one of them start with praise the Lord and ends with praise the Lord. Every one of them. So when I got to 150 and I looked, there is nothing, you know, like when you go in, it says, like it gives direction, like sing a new song to him, let the saints be joyful, all these different things that you'll see in the Psalms. We call unto you, Lord, will you answer us? Hear my cry, O Lord, attend unto me. All these different things we always cry out, and they're in the Psalms. But when you get to 150, it is a psalm of nothing but praise. It's all praise unto him. And I thought, if someone did a study in Psalms, start in the very beginning, where I shall not be moved. I'm planted like a tree by the living waters, by the waters. So I don't have to wait till it rains, or I don't have to wait until this. The water's right there. My roots are going right to it. And that's where I get my nourishment and my provision, everything that's needed. But in Psalms 150 said, praise ye the Lord. Everyone, universe all around, everywhere should be praising the Lord. Praise God in his sanctuary. And that is not just how people say this is the sanctuary and it's set apart and we're to come and hear about God, but praise him. I think sometimes we come to get before we just praise him for what he's already given. Thankfulness, a grateful heart, is an open heart ready to receive. And so when you come in into the sanctuary here on earth, think about, what about right here? Right here in this house. You are not your own. You've been bought with a price. What about in my heart? What about in this body right here? A place to worship him, a place to pray. Have you ever just been walking down the street and someone comes on your heart? We can still pray. We can worship God and say, thank you, Lord, that you laid this person on my heart. That shows me how much you love them. Oh, Lord, if they only knew at the time they're wanting your help, you've already got help ready to give. Because you've got the saints working and doing what they're supposed to be yielding to. But in the sanctuary, let us praise him. Praise him in the firmament of his power. Have you ever looked up and saw the sun, the moon, the stars? What about knowing he's at the right hand of the Father? Everything in the firmament. What about when it thunders? You ever heard little kids go, I'm scared. Tell them they don't have to be scared. That's just God's power. He wants us to know. Thunder, lightning, hail, earthquake, whatever. It's powerful. This is the God that is watching over all of us. But he's not just God, he's our Father. He's caring for us. Praise him in the firmament, but it's of his power, almighty power, sustaining power. Praise him. Praise him for what? His mighty acts. His mighty acts. What about deliverance? What about redemption? What about what happened at Calvary? That's one of the greatest things of his mighty acts. It took God's power to raise Jesus from that grave. He didn't need some man to move a stone. God can do anything. All things are possible with God. His mighty acts. And I wrote down, what about creation? In the book of Genesis, in the beginning, God spoke the word and it brought forth. And he saw. He didn't say, it says he saw it was good. That's just like when somebody gives out the word of God, and maybe it's redemption, telling them one part of truth, and they accept it. They see the power of what God's word can do. It was manifested. God saw the manifestation of the word of God. He just spoke it and brought it into existence. As a man thinketh, so is he. So I want to tell, or everyone who's teaching anyone about Jesus, you want them to know him. What he did that you couldn't do. What he's still doing to sustain you. He's eternal salvation. It's forever. Yesterday, today, and forever. And a promise to our heart. I will never leave you. I will not forsake you. As I was getting the lesson last night, and I went to bed, and I thought I was done. And I heard, God is faithful, Penny. I went, yeah, I know. He said, no, God is faithful. And he said, you know, so many times we give that faithfulness to somebody else. If God gave you something through a message someone gives, God was faithful. God is faithful. You know, there was Paul. There was Apollos. Some watered, some planted. But only God can bring the increase. And that's what I think brings this praise in our heart, is because we know this word has power, and all we have to do is believe in it. Just believe it and receive it. His mighty acts, redeeming power. What about Israel? When he took them out of from under bondage, brought them out of, but brought them into. What about his mighty power? Did God bring forth for them? He brought them forth, and then he brought forth. He brought them forth, and then he brought forth meat, water, everything they were desiring. But they continue to forget God and his marvelous things that he would do for them. Not because he rained this or he brought all this. It's because we can honestly say, we look at it and say, God is faithful. He said, you'll lack for nothing. I will bring exactly what you have need of. Always, in every circumstance. We ask for his mighty acts, deliverance, power, all these different things. In Psalms 103, he heals me of all my diseases. Everyone thinks that that means God's going to heal this one, this one, this one, this one, every day here on this earth. No, God can raise up his people and he can call them with him, but he still healed them completely, wholly. They're ready. Only God knows. Our time is in his hand, always in his hand. So you praise him for his mighty acts and to remember that redeeming power of the blood. Remember, apply the blood to the doorpost. Because when I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. See, when I see Jesus, when I see the blood being applied to the house, I'm looking for him, the blood, not you. When I see the blood, I'm going to pass over you. And it was salvation, deliverance. He's going to deliver you from the penalty of sin. He's going to deliver you each day from the power. And he's going to deliver you also out of the very presence of sin. Mighty power, the Spirit's power. Praise him for his mighty acts. Praise him according to what? His excellent greatness. I looked that up, and it led me to he is his omnipotence. He is all powerful. He has all authority. It may not look like it. Just because we don't yield to God's word, that doesn't change God's word. It's still solid. It's truth, and no man can change it. We cannot yield to it, and every time we don't yield, our heart becomes harder. And I tell you, when he's convicting, if your heart is becoming harder, it means there will be no conviction. You will begin to do things like you did before. I don't care. It's okay. Remember we talked about swerving, making shipwreck of your faith, all the different ways, departing from the faith? Well, he's omnipotent, and he has omnipotence, and that is his mighty acts of power, his faithfulness. We need to worship the Almighty God. And then when we do, we know who he is. Walk thou before me and be perfect. Be perfect. I have provided the way. Trust me in this. And then as you keep going, he says his excellent greatness. What about his omniscient? It's all knowing. Nothing is taking God by surprise. He knows our past. He knows our present. He knows our future. Nothing takes him by surprise. This is who he is. This is why we're so thankful. Omnipresent. He's everywhere. If you don't believe that, go to Psalms 139. Doesn't matter where I am, he's there. And you know, when you realize he is there, it really brings such a peace and a calm. And he said, you don't need to fight. I got this. The Lord shall fight for you. You hold your peace. You just enjoy him for who he is. He always cares and tends for his sheep. And that's what we are. Even when he tells a pastor, feed my sheep. Never forget, these are not mine, they're his. Feed my sheep. Feed my lambs. But you have to have a certain kind of love to do that. Tell you, it takes patience, long-suffering, forbearing, so many things in a pastor's heart. His excellent greatness. And I'm going to read this, Deuteronomy 3:24, because I really liked this one when I was studying. I'm going to start on 21. And I commanded Joshua at that time, saying, thine eyes have seen all the Lord your God hath done unto these two kings. So shall the Lord do unto all the kingdoms whither thou passeth. Think of that. Whither thou passeth. You shall not fear them. Fear and faith. They're two different things. I want to live by the faith of the Son of God. For the Lord your God, he shall fight for you. And I besought the Lord at that time, saying, now look at, to me, this is worship. Oh, Lord God, thou hast begun to show your servant thy greatness, thy mighty hand. For what God is there in heaven or in earth that can do according to thy works, according to thy might? Who are we putting in place of our God? Our Father, his power, his authority. You know, when it said in the sanctuary in the heavens and on earth, you know, my thoughts are not your thoughts. They're higher than your thoughts. And my ways, they're so different. But he has to first tell us, and I remember the day he did that, my ways are not your ways, and my thoughts are not your thoughts. You know, we just kind of pass over those words, and he goes, stop and listen to what I'm telling you. Penny, those thoughts you're having are not my thoughts. Those are not my ways. We must agree with God. You're right, Lord. I must agree. My ways are not your ways. I'm not doing your ways. This is not the way you've called me to go. This is not the way you would have me talk. Now get that. Oh, I love all this stuff. Praise him. We get to praise him again, this whole song. Praise him with the sound of a trumpet. And I had just told George about a trumpet. I looked it up and it said clear, distinctly. It's a gathering. It's a calling attention to. It's a call of worship. Do you think when the first trump sounds and we leave, Lord willing, by his grace, if we're ready, I'm trusting God for that. But do you not think we're going to be worshiping and praising him now? We don't wait till we get there to worship him and praise him. We do it now. The things we're going to do there, we're doing it now. Agree with God's judgment. Agree with God's ways. It's not always an easy road. But we have to remember he's an all-wise, all-knowing God. And he has all authority to make that decision in my life or in any matter that there is. Take that trumpet and blow it. Praise him with the psaltery and a harp. And I want y'all to get this. Say I'm standing here and I got somebody over here with the trumpet and I'm going, praise him with your trumpet. You praise him with your psaltery. You praise him with your harp. You praise him on the timbrel. You dance. Praise him with your stringed instruments and organs. Praise him with those loud cymbals. I want to hear it. Praise him with the high sound of cymbals. Can you not hear the beauty? He giveth the grace to play whatever instrument, but we are his instrument. My hands, my feet, my ears, my voice talking for him. I just hear this beautiful, magnificent sound when it's all done perfectly, decently, and in order. They all fall into place, all of them. And you can take those instruments and break them down to a lot of different things when you look up those things. But he says, here it is, the whole body. And I was like, he didn't go, well, the trumpet's better than the organ, or the trumpet's better than the cymbals, or the... No, it's what is going on in here. What has happened on the inside of me that I want to praise God with my hands? That I want to clap. It's not just a hollow yuck clap. It's not just a clap of the world. It's a worship. Taking your hands for the glory and honor of our Lord. Let everything, notice let, submit to it. We want to. Why? Let everything that hath breath. Didn't say have this and have that and have breath. You have breath. Praise the Lord. Let him praise the Lord. Praise ye the Lord. And then, if I look over Revelation 5:13, and every creature was in heaven, on earth. Well, I'm going to go back. Verse 12. Saying with a loud voice, worthy is the Lamb that was slain to receive power, riches, wisdom, strength, honor, glory, and blessing. And every creature that is in heaven and on earth, under the earth, such as are in the sea and are in them, heard I saying, blessing, honor, glory, power be unto him one. Him that sitteth upon the throne, unto the Lamb forever and ever. And they began to worship the Lord. We're going to, if you're in that bride, you're going to be leading in the worship and the praise. Leading in that worship and praise. And I tell you what, the one I want to hear worship and praise is when God got a hold right here. He made something real, something very real to you. I remember Ted, this is his one of his favorites, and I always go to this. Bless, Psalms 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Inside, there's such a richer place. What is he doing on the inside of my vessel? Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, if you don't have something to bless the Lord and to praise him about, well, don't forget all of his benefits. He forgiveth all your iniquities. He heals all your diseases. Who redeemeth thy life from destruction. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies. He satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord is the one who executes righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known, I love this, he made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. Remember those mighty acts? He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger. He doesn't deal with us after our sins, nor rewards us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that trust him. Fear him. That's not, don't be afraid of him. Trust him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like a father pitieth his children, the Lord pitieth them that fear him. And I love this. He knoweth. Remember we said omnipresent or omniscience, all-knowing, past, present, future. He knows your frame. He knows. Don't be ashamed of who you are. You know, I still think about what Ray talked about. And it was the long hair, and it spoke of weakness. She washed his feet with her hair. Washed his feet with her hair. Think about that. I need you, Jesus. I know everything that you have revealed to me. I love you. And I'll give you the best, the finest ointment there is. Perfume. Whatever it costs, you deserve it, Lord. As for man, his days are as grass and a flower of the field. So he flourisheth. The wind passed over it and is gone. The place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him. His righteousness unto children's children. These are such good promises. It's not because, well, they better measure up. No, he'll give them the mercy, the grace. To such as keep his covenant. You know, that just came to me, like, even when I pray for my grandchildren, if I saw everything perfect, I don't need to pray. They're already there. They got it. They're walking all of it. No, I'm praying so they lay hold of all of it. But I got to get beyond what they're doing and get into what I want them to come to. Turn to God, you guys. Turn to God. You turn to him, there will be no want for those things because you found something greater and mightier that no one in this world can ever take his place. Never. Bless the Lord, ye his angels. If you're a messenger, bless him. Tell him, praise the Lord, that excel in strength and do his commandments, hearkening unto the what? The voice of the Lord. He that hath an ear, let him hear. Everyone says, oh, your heart needs to receive it. Well, you got to hear it. Hear the truth. And say, I want that, Lord. You mean I have victory in your mighty acts over sin, death, and hell? Victory? Bless you, the Lord, all ye hosts, ye ministers of his, and do his pleasure. Bless the Lord, all of his works, in all places of his dominion. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Now, when I said to say, praise ye the Lord, and all those last five chapters of Psalm starts in praise, ends with praise. This one was quite different because it was all praise and all glory to him. But when you say praise, it means hallelujah. That's what it means. Hallelujah to him. He's the almighty, wonderful God. You know, I think it was when Frankie was praying, and I heard how he'll be on his throne and all he's gone through, and I went, and thank God he did, because he's waiting for her to rule and reign with him. But we can't just leave here today and I'm going to go and rule and reign with Christ. You have to know how to rule, how to reign in one man, Christ Jesus. We have to lay hold of truth first. He's going to take us to that place. See, we have a joy and we have a hope. Hope that is seen, that's not hope. See, I got a hope in God. I hope in God because I know that if God can bring me, he can bring any of my loved ones. He really can. It's a matter of, yes, Lord, I'll come. Because I hear from voices, I don't want to do this anymore. Oop, you're growing. You could care less you were doing it before. Oh, I'm sorry I said that bad word. You're growing. Oh, I shouldn't have maybe done this or that. You're growing. There was a day and a time in your life when you were walking in just your flesh. You could have cared less. You could have cared less about envy, bitterness, strife. But there'll come a time you can't stand it anymore. And I love what Ray brought out in his, I hate to keep saying that, but it's so beautiful. Those divisions show the approved ones. If there's divisions, it's going to show there are going to be those who rise up, take their place in the beloved. They're going to overcome it. And they're approved. Let's all stand.